美国西雅图新希望国际教会的 Pastor Lau 刘牧师，欢迎您领受下面的信息。刘牧师充满恩膏的教导将带给您耶稣基督的爱、盼望和平安，使您的生命得改变。现在有请 Pastor Lau 刘牧师。We seek your glory.
Lord, I sing to you. May the Lord bless you.
愿神祝福你。
Thank you for listening to this teaching.
谢谢你聆听这些教导。
I believe that the Lord wants to feed you with His word today.
我相信今天神要用他的话语来喂养你。
I am very excited to teach you the truth of God.
我也非常高兴来教导神的真理。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
We open our heart to hear from you, Lord.
我们在这里向你敞开我们的心。
Please teach us by your Holy Spirit.
求圣灵亲自来教导我们。
We honor your word.
我们要尊荣你的话。
Thank you, Lord, for teaching us in Jesus' name.
谢谢神你的教导，奉耶稣基督的名。
This is a second message.Regarding living a victorious life.
这是过一个得胜生活讲义的第二部分。
One of the keys to have victory in life is to overcome our past disappointment.
过得胜生活的其中一个关键是克服过去的一些挫折，是忘记背后。
All of us have experienced disappointments, hurts, and pains in life.
我们每一个人都经历过失败、创伤和痛苦。
We all have made some wrong choices and mistakes.
我们每一个人也做过一些错误的选择和做了一些错的事情。
We may suffer from a loss of our loved ones.
我们也可能遭遇过失去我们所爱的人的痛苦。
We may be in a relationship, but that relationship did not work out.
或者和别人关系上的破裂。
We may start a company, but the company closed down.
可能是我们来创业却失败了。
But I want to encourage you that God's plan for your life is always good.
可是我要来鼓励每一个人，神对我们怀的意念是好的。
Your God is a good father.
我们的神是好的天父。
If you are a Christian, you are His child.
如果你是基督徒，你就是神的儿女。
He is a good father who wants the best for His children.
他是一位慈爱的父亲，要把最好的给他的儿女。
He has a new beginning in store for you.
他为我们存留一个新的开始。
He wants you to live a life of victory.
他愿我们过一个得胜的生活。
Your victorious life will give him honor and glory.
我们得胜的生活是带给神尊荣和荣耀。
But in order to live a life of victory, you have to let go of the past.
我们必须忘记过去的失败，才能来过一个得胜的生活。
Isaiah 43 verse 19 The Bible says, Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
以赛亚书43章19节，看哪，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们且不知道吗？我必在旷野里开道路，在沙漠开江河。
In order to get a new beginning from the Lord, we need to stop wasting our time thinking about the past.
为了能过上从神而来的新的生活，我们必须学会来停止思考过去的挫折。
God said that I am doing a new thing now.
神说我要做新事。
Every day you wake up is a new day.
每一天你醒来的时候，那是一个新的一天。
And God wants to do a new thing for that day.
神要在那天做新事。
But many people are missing their new beginning because they are hanging on to the past and to the old.
很多人失去了一个新的开始，是因为他们一直陷在过去的那些旧事当中。
If you are not willing to let go of the past, you will never experience the bright future God has in store for you.
如果你让你的过去紧紧地抓住你，你就永远不会来开始一个新的未来。
The Lord can restore what the devil destroyed in your life in the past.
神会修复那些在你过去生命当中被魔鬼所毁坏的。
Our God is powerful.
我们的神是大有能力的神。
He can take the evil things in your life, turn it around, and make it for good for you.
神会将你在生活当中的罪恶的事情转换成好的事情。
Satan will try to accuse you and cause you to feel condemned.
魔鬼会一直来控告你，使你有罪恶感。
He will try to remind you of your past failures and mistakes.
他会一直提醒你过去的失败与挫折。
He will keep you focusing on all the negative things of your life in the past.
他会让你一直陷入在你过去生活当中的消极的那些事情。
He will make you focus on your faults and your shortcomings.
他会让你一直关注自己过去失败和不足。
Don't listen to him, because if you keep focusing on the past mistake, you will never experience the new victory that God has for you.
不要听从魔鬼的谎言。如果你一直关注在你过去的失败当中，你永远不会经历神为你预备的美好的未来。
You need to change your focus.
你需要转变你的焦点。
Don't focus on your past disappointments and failures.
不要紧紧盯住你过去的失败和挫折。
Instead of focusing on our weakness, we should focus on God's mercy and forgiveness.
我们要注目神的怜悯和恩典，来代替关注我们过去的失败。
Receive His forgiveness by faith.
凭着信心来领受他的赦免。
The book of Ephesians chapter 3 verses 18 to 20.
以弗所书三章十八节到二十节。
You may be able to comprehend with all the saints.What is the width and the length, the depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
圣经在这里说能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们，神能照着运行在我们心中的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
Instead of focusing on our past mistakes, let us focus on God and His great power that works in us.
我们要注目神和他在我们里面所行的大能，来代替我们关注我们过去的失败。
The Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think.
圣经上说神能照着运行在我们心中的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
God cannot help you if you stay focused on your disappointment and if you refuse to let go of the past.
如果你继续纠缠在你过去失败当中，而不愿意让这些过去的话，神是没法来帮助你的。
If you focus on the right thing, that is the power of God, He can take your battlefield and turn it into the great blessing field.
如果你关注那正确的事情，就是神的大能，神必能带你去更大的战场，并领受他所赐的祝福。
You must refuse to be trapped in the past.
你必须拒绝陷入过去的网络当中。
You must let go of your past disappointment, your past failures, and your past sins.
你必须忘记你过去的失败、挫折和罪。
God wants to do a new thing in your life and restore to you in victory.
神为你预备新的事情，并使你可以得胜。
Please quit dwelling on the past disappointments.
你要拒绝继续住在这些失败当中。
Please quit mourning over something you have lost in the past.
你必须停止为你过去的损失而悲伤。
Maybe you did make some bad choices in the past.
可能你在过去做了一些错误的选择。
Maybe you did not get what you were praying for.
可能你没有得到你所祈求的。
Let the past go and start a new thing now.
让过去的过去吧，开始新的生活。
If you stay in those past disappointments, you will lock God's blessing from coming into your life.
如果你一直被这些过去的失败所缠累，你就阻挡了神在你未来生活中的祝福。
I want to share with you an example in the Bible.
我想来分享圣经上的一个例子。
The book of 1 Samuel talk about Samuel, a prophet of God.
在撒母耳记上中记载的是神的先知撒母耳。
The prophet Samuel went through a great disappointment in his life.
先知撒母耳在他生活当中经历过一段很失败的生活。
Samuel put a lot of time and effort into his relationship with Saul back when Saul was a shy young man.
他在扫罗还是一个年轻人的时候，花了很多的时间和精力建立与扫罗的关系。
The Lord told Samuel to choose Saul to be the king of Israel.
神告诉撒母耳去拣选扫罗成为以色列的王。
Samuel tried to teach him and help him and guide him.
撒母耳试着是教导他、帮助他和引领他。
If Saul went off into a wrong way, Samuel would have confronted him and challenged him to do better.
如果扫罗往错误的方向去走，撒母耳总是会面对他，并且帮助他来改正他。
Samuel just did his best to help Saul to live a life that is pleasing to God.
撒母耳尽他最大的努力来帮助扫罗成为神所喜悦的。
Unfortunately, Saul would not walk in obedience, and God ended up rejecting him as the king of Israel.
但不幸的是，扫罗没有行在顺服当中，神将他的王位废除了。
You can imagine how Samuel would have felt about this disappointment.
你可以想象扫罗对这件事情是多么的失望。
Samuel has put much time and effort into this relationship.
撒母耳在他与扫罗的关系上付出了很大的努力和期望。
In this relationship, it looked like a great big waste of his time.
但是最后的结果会使撒母耳觉得他的努力都白白的浪费了。
I can relate to the feeling of Samuel.
我可以完全理解撒母耳的感受。
As a pastor of a local church, I spend so much effort and time with certain members.
作为地方教会的牧师，我在一些会众身上花费了很多的时间和精力。
I expected them to grow spiritually and be used of God.
我希望他们能够成长并被神来使用。
Unfortunately, some of them left the church and went into the wrong way.
但不幸的是，有人离开了教会，走错了方向。
And some of them even talk bad about me behind my back.
甚至有些人会在背后说我的坏话。
I feel like I have wasted all the valuable years of my life.
我会觉得我浪费了很多的时间和时光在上面。
I remember I took in a person into my home.Gave this person a place to live and pay for the schooling.
我记得我曾经让一个人住在我家里，并为他付学费。
I even bought a car for this person.
我甚至为他买了一部车。
I trained this person to become a pastor.
我想训练他，教导他成为一位牧师。
And our church sent this person to another city to start the church.
后来我们的教会差派他去另外的一个地方建立一间新的教会。
We bought a computer for this person and helped this person financially.
我们为他买了电脑，并在财务上支持他。
Unfortunately, in a short period of time, this person cut the relationship with our church.
但是不幸的是，在这之后不久，他就断绝了与我们的关系。
I and my wife were heartbroken and felt a big loss.
我和我的太太真是心都伤透了。
I believe that was how Samuel felt.
我相信这就是撒母耳所感受到的。
Samuel was heartbroken.
撒母耳心都碎了。
But God asked him a very important question.
但是神问了他一个非常重要的问题。
In 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1.
在撒母耳记上16章第一节。
Now the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel?Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons.
耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你要将膏油充满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子中预备了一个做王的。
God asked Samuel, How long are you going to mourn over Saul?
神问撒母耳，你要为扫罗悲伤到几时呢？
How long are you going to mourn over your past disappointment?
你要为你过去的失望要悲伤到几时呢？
Many years ago, God asked me the same question.
在很多年以前，神问过我同样的这个问题。
I and my wife,were very sad and mourning over this loss in our life.
我和我太太为了我前面刚才提到的那个损失非常的难过和伤心。
10 years have gone by, we did not even get one thank you card or a Christmas card. from this person.
十年过去了，我们没有从那个人那里收到任何的信息，哪怕是一个圣诞卡。
It was a very painful experience.
那是一个非常痛苦的经历。
God wants to ask you the same question today.
今天神愿意问你一个同样的问题。
How long are you going to mourn over those failed relationships?
你要为你人际关系上的破裂伤心到几时呢
？How long are you going to mourn over your broken dream？
你要为你的梦想破裂伤心到几时呢
？It's okay to be heartbroken and mourn over the loss。
当你感到伤心的时候，你忧伤那是正常的。
But it's a problem if we mourn over the disappointment too long。
但是你长时间的过度忧伤就是问题了。
There is a problem when we only focus on our past disappointments。
当我们只关注我们过去的失败的时候，这就带来了问题。
If we keep dwelling on the past disappointments, we will stop God from bringing the new thing to our life.
如果你一直活在过去的失败的情绪当中，你就阻挡了神为你带来的新事。
God told Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons."
神对撒母耳说你将膏油充满了脚我差遣你往伯利恒耶西那里去因为我在他众子之中预定了一个做王的。
In other words, God spoke to Samuel, Samuel, if you quit mourning over your loss and get up to be on your way, I will show you the new beginning and I will show you the new king.
换句话说神说撒母耳如果你停止忧伤站起来行你的路我就向你启示一个新的开始让你看到一个新的王。
There are a few lessons that we can learn from the life of Samuel.
在撒母耳这件事上我们会学到几个功课。
Saul was God's first choice, but he did not walk in obedience.
扫罗是当时第一个选择但是他没有行在神的道路上。
Therefore, God had a better plan.
所以神预备了一个更好的计划。
God always has another plan.
神总是预备一个更好的计划。
If God's people do not obey him, he will change to choose somebody else to do his plan.
如果神的子民没有顺服神，神会拣选另外的人来完成这个计划。
Many years ago, God called me to be the pastor of my church.
在很多年前，神呼召我成为这间教会的牧师。
If I disobey God and refuse the calling, believe me,God will pick up another person.
如果我没有顺服而是拒绝了神的意思的话，神会拣选另外的人来做这个位置。
I know this truth. I don't want to be like Saul. I want to be like King David.
我知道这个真理，所以我选择做大卫王而不是扫罗。
7 years ago, God called me to take the file of God to Thailand. And if I disobey him, he will choose somebody else.
七年以前神吩咐我将圣灵的火带到泰国去如果我没有顺服的话神也会拣选另外的人去做
Samuel must quit dwelling in disappointments so that he can move on with life
撒母耳必须从他失望当中恢复过来继续向前行
If you quit dwelling in disappointments and feeling sorry for yourself and you do what the Bible says you will be blessed
如果你不再忧伤不再自怜你就会得到圣经上所说的祝福
God told Samuel fill your horn up with oil
神告诉撒母耳你要将膏油充满了脚
Oil represent the Holy Spirit
膏油预表圣灵
I find the secret that if I want to overcome my depression and disappointments I need to be filled with the Holy Spirit
我发现了一个秘诀如果我想停止失望和忧伤我就必须要圣灵的充满
I thank God for the fire of the Holy Spirit
我为圣灵的火向神献上感谢
In New Hope International Church we allow the Holy Spirit to touch people every Sunday
在新希望国际教会里我们允许圣灵每个星期天都来触摸我们的会众
And when you are full with the Holy Spirit He gives you the joy of the Lord
如果我们被圣灵充满我们里面就满了主的喜乐
The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
圣经上说，主的喜乐就是我们的力量。
It's so wonderful to be able to laugh in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面欢笑是何等的美妙。
Every time I laugh in the Holy Spirit, I saw God is so big on his throne.
每一次当我在圣灵的喜乐欢笑当中，我都看到坐在宝座上的神是何等的伟大。
And I saw him look into the world and see all the problems in the world, and he said,This is easy for me. And he laughed on the throne.
当坐在宝座上的神俯瞰我们的时候，在我们中间的问题就不再成为问题。
If your son comes to you and say, wow, this homework is so difficult. But you look at it and you say, wow, so easy. You will say, ha ha ha, ho ho ho, it's easy.
这就好像你的孩子在做数学功课寻求你帮助的时候，你俯瞰下来，哇，这个太简单了。
Laughter or the joy of God is a sign of victory.
来自上帝的喜乐是我们得胜的标记。
In Psalm chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says that God who sits in the heavens shall laugh.
在诗篇二章四节那里说，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit and laugh in the Spirit, you will have more faith and all the problems in your life will look so small.
当你被圣灵充满而灵里欢笑的时候，你就大有信心，你生活中的所有问题就变成容易的了。
The joy of the Spirit is a gift to the local church.
灵里的喜乐是赐给我们地方教会的礼物。
I pray that all of you will be filled with the Holy Spirit and laugh in the Spirit.
我为你们向主来祷告，愿你们都被圣灵充满，使你们的灵欢笑。
And the Holy Spirit will also cleanse your heart and your mind.
愿圣灵来洁净你们的心思意念。
He will remove your negative attitudes and your depression.
他会挪去你消极负面的心态。
The Lord told Samuel, fill your horn with oil and go.
神告诉撒母耳将膏油装满了脚起来行。
He told Samuel, forget the past, fill with the Holy Spirit and move on with your life.
神是对撒母耳说忘记过去被圣灵来充满走你当行的路。
If you can do these three things, God will lead you to a new beginning.
如果你也能做这三件事神必引领你到一个新的开始。
Samuel listened to the Lord and he met a new king.
撒母耳听从了神的话立了一个新王。
If you let go of the past and be on your way, then you can receive the new things from God.
如果你在生活中紧紧抓住你的过去你就看不到神所为你预备的新的开始。
Samuel could have said, God, I cannot do this.
撒母耳也可能对神说神啊我做不到这些。
He could have complained,I am too heartbroken to move on with my life.
他也可能说我的心都伤透了我不可能再往前走了。
I have spent too much time with Saul.
我花费了太多的时间在扫罗身上。
I have wasted too much effort and time with Saul.
我在扫罗身上浪费了太多的时间和精力。
If Samuel had that kind of attitude, he would have missed an opportunity to choose a new king named David.
如果这些都是撒母耳的态度的话，撒母耳就失去了立大卫为王的经历。
In fact, King David was one of the greatest king in the Old Testament.
事实上，大卫是旧约当中最伟大的王。
In the same way, if we allow Satan to deceive us into wandering around in our disappointments, we are going to miss out new great things that God wants us to do.
同样的，当我们允许魔鬼来欺骗我们，让我们一直生活在过去的失败和的经历当中，我们就失去了神让我们去做的心事。
King David was greater than King Saul.
大卫王比扫罗更伟大。
God has greater things prepared for you.
神为你预备了更好的事。
You need to forget the past, fill with the Holy Spirit, rise up and get going.
你需要忘记过去，被圣灵充满。站立起来行前面的路。
God has a better plan for your life.
神在你生命当中有更好的计划。
Don't get stuck in the old.
不要被你的过去所缠累。
If I and my wife still dwell on the past disappointments, we would not train any more pastors.
如果我和我的太太一直为了我的过去而痛苦忧伤的话，我们就不会再起来来训练新的牧师。
We thank God.We let go of the past disappointment and we have trained many new pastors in the past 10 years.
真是感谢神让我们放下过去的失望在过去的十年当中我们训练出很多的牧者。
And now God has used this great young men and women in many parts of the world.
今天神使用这些优秀的弟兄姐妹在世界各地来服侍他。
Sometimes we don't understand why certain bad things happened to our life.
有些时候我们会不明白为什么这些事情会发生在我们身上。
We don't understand why one person gets married and another person doesn't get married, why both persons pray and pray in faith.
有时候我们也不会明白有两个人为他们的婚姻付上同样的代价来祷告但是其中一个结婚了另外一个还是不能。
We must trust God even though we don't understand Him and we don't understand our situation.
我们必须信任神，相信他掌管一切，尽管我们不明白这些是为什么。
There are some things in our life that we should not even try to figure it out or understand.
在我们生命当中有些事情，我们甚至不需要去尝试来知道为什么会发生。
Instead of trying to understand everything, we should go on with God and leave the past behind.
与其我们纠缠地理解为什么，我们不如把这些放下，与神来同行。
God is in control.
神掌管一切。
The book of Isaiah 55 verse 9 say, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
以赛亚书55章9节，天怎么高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
The Bible says, God's ways are higher and better than our ways.
这里圣经上说，神的道路高过我们的道路。
God is God, and He knows what He is doing.
我们的神是神，他知道他在做什么。
God knows what is best for our life.
他知道什么是对我们最好的。
He always has another plan.
他永远有另外一套方案。
If you quit dwelling on those disappointments, He will show you what is new plan for you.
如果你不再活在这些失望当中，他就会向你显示他的新的计划。
What you need to do is to say,God, I trust you. You are in control, and you have good things for my life.
你应该做的就是对神说，神啊，我相信你，你掌管一切，你为我预备了我生命中最好的。
You may have tried to put a lot of time and effort into your plan.
你可能花费了很多的时间和精力在你自己的计划当中。
You have prayed, you believe, and spent a lot of money, but you clearly see that the door of that plan is closing.And you are very disappointed.
你可能也凭着信心来祷告，也花费了很多的金钱和时间，但是你却清楚地看到那扇门关上了，你为此而十分的失望。
You may speak to God, Lord, how can I let go of this? It is such a waste. I have put so much time into this.
你可能会对神说，主啊，我怎么能放下这些事情呢？这是完全的浪费，我在这件事情上投入了太多。
Yes, you can let it go when you realize that God has another better plan.
但是当你知道神有另外一个计划的时候，你就可以放手在这件事情。
He wants to do something new in your life.
神要在你生命当中做新事。
But if you will not let go of the old, you will not be able to receive the new from the Lord.
但是如果你不放下旧的，你就不能领受新的。
If you allow God to have His way in your life, He can do more than what you can ask or think.
如果你让神来做事，他会给你超过你所求所想。
I want to remind you again, God always has another plan.
我想再次提醒你，神永远有第二套的方案。
He wants to promote you into His new plan.
他想引领你进入他的新的计划当中。
Things do not always turn out the way we hope.
事情不总是照着我们希望的发生。
People around us don't always do what is right in our eyes.
在我们周遭的人也不总是做对的事情。
We all face disappointments and failures.
我们总会遇到失望和失败。
And we all have opportunities to be negative, bitter, and blame God.
我们总会遇到一些事情会让我们产生消极、苦毒和怨恨。
I want to encourage you.To let go of the past disappointments and failures.
我想来鼓励你，忘去你过去的失败和失望。
Forgive those who hurt you.
赦免那些过去伤害过你的人。
Fill with the Holy Spirit and the joy of the Lord.
让圣灵和神的喜乐来充满你。
Rise up and move on with the Lord.
起来，向前与主同行。
Trust Him that He has a better plan for your life and a new future for you.
相信神，他有新的计划和为你预留美好的未来。
You all have a big part in controlling your own destiny.
朋友，在你自己的命运当中，你有很大的自主权。
Please don't bring all the pains, the hurts, and disappointments of the past into the present, and therefore allow them to destroy your future.
不要让过去的痛苦、伤害和失败盘踞在你的今天的生活中，而毁掉了你的未来。
Let all of them go.
弃绝所有的这些。
Quit mourning over something that you have lost.
不再为你所失去的而悲伤。
God has a new beginning and a new plan for you.
神会给你一个新的计划和新的开始。
When you make mistakes, and we all do, learn to receive God's mercy and be willing to forgive yourself.
当你犯了一个错误的时候，就如同我们每个人都会，但是我们要学习来领受神的怜悯，要愿意来原谅自己。
Don't walk around with guilt, condemnation, and regret.
不要总是背负着罪恶感、负疚感和懊悔过你的生活。
These negative attitudes will destroy your faith and your future.
这些负面的心态会毁掉你现在和将来的生活。
Let us walk by faith and expectancy.
让我们带着盼望过信心的生活。
And God can turn your situation around.And bless you.
神会转换环境来祝福你。
And he will be able to give you victory for your life.
他会让你过着得胜的生活。
I believe that this teaching will help you to live a victorious life.
我相信这些教导会让你在生活当中带来得胜。
Please listen to the first message and the next message of this series.
希望你聆听这个系列的前面一篇和后面一篇。
If you are not a Christian, I would like to encourage you.To become a child of God.
如果你还不是一个基督徒，我希望你能尽早地成为神的儿女。
God who created the heavens and the earth loved you so much.
创造宇宙天地的主非常的爱你。
2000 years ago, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin.
2000多年前，神的儿子为了你的罪死在十字架上。
The Bible says that the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life and give it more abundantly.
圣经约翰福音十章十节这里说，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
God wants to give you an abundant life and also eternal life.
神要给你丰富的生命，而且是永恒的生命。
Let him forgive you and give you a new life.
让他来赦免你，并赐给你一个新的开始。
Why don't you follow my prayer?
来跟随我一起祷告。
Why don't you speak to the Lord right now?
你现在就来向神呼求。
Father in heaven,
亲爱的天父，
亲爱的天父
，I admit, Lord, that I am a sinner.
主啊，我向你承认我是个罪人。
主啊，我向你承认我是一个罪人。
I repent of my sin and give my life to you.
我悔改我所犯的罪。并把我的生命交在主你手中。
我悔改我所犯的罪，并将我的生命交在主你手中。
Lord Jesus, come into my life.
主耶稣基督，求你来到我的生命当中。
主耶稣基督，求你来到我的生命当中。
I receive your forgiveness.
我领受你的赦免。
我领受你的赦免。
In Jesus' name I pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Congratulations for this decision.
祝贺你做了这样的选择。
Please find a good church to go and start reading the Bible.
找一个好的教会，坚持读圣经。
Thank you again for listening to this message.
再次谢谢你聆听这些讲道。
I will meet you in the next message.
我们下一次再会。
I pray that God's victory belongs to you.
我为你来祷告，愿神的得胜临到你。
May the Lord bless you abundantly.
愿神的祝福丰丰满满地临到你。
我们相信您已经领受了以上的信息。如果您想更多的了解新希望国际教会或刘牧师的其他教导，请与我们联系，电话206-275-1042。您也可以查询我们的网站 www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org。